Chapter 4. Peter and John are arrested. While Peter and John were still speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees came up to them. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming that resurrection from the dead had been proved in the case of Jesus. Since it was already evening, they arrested them and put them in custody until the following day. But despite this, many of those who heard the message believed, and their number increased to about 5,000. The next day, the Jewish leaders, elders, and teachers of the law assembled in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly class were there. They brought Peter and John before them and began to question them. How did you do this? Whose name did you use? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke up. Leaders of the people, elders, it is a fact that we are being examined today for a good deed done to a cripple. How was he healed? You and all the people of Israel must know that this man stands before you cured through the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. You had him crucified, but God raised him from the dead. Jesus is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation in anyone else, for there is no other name given to humankind all over the world by which we may be saved. They were astonished at the boldness of Peter and John, considering that they were uneducated and untrained men. They recognized also that they had been with Jesus. But as the man who had been cured stood beside them, they could make no reply. So they ordered them to leave the council room while they consulted with one another. They asked, "What shall we do with these men? Everyone who lives in Jerusalem knows that a remarkable sign has been given through them, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this from spreading any further among the people, let us warn them never again to speak to anyone in the name of Jesus." So they called them back and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's eyes for us to obey you rather than God. We cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." Then the council threatened them once more and let them go. They could find no way of punishing them because of the people who glorified God for what had happened. For the man who had been miraculously healed was over 40 years old. The prayer of the community. As soon as Peter and John were set free, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard it, they raised their voices as one and called upon God, "Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth, of the sea and everything in them, you have put these words in the mouth of David, our father, and your servant, through the Holy Spirit. Why did the pagan nations rage and the people conspire in folly? The kings of the earth were aligned, and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. For indeed, in this very city, Herod with Pontius Pilate, and the pagans together with the people of Israel, conspired against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. Thus, indeed, they brought about whatever your powerful will had decided from all time would happen. But now, Lord, see their threats against us, and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and to work signs and wonders through the name of Jesus, your holy servant. When they had prayed, the place where they were gathered together shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God boldly. An attempt to share everything. The whole community of believers was one in heart and mind. No one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but rather they shared all things in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, for all of them were living in an exceptional time of grace. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the sale, and they laid it at the feet of the apostles, who distributed it according to each one's need. This is what a certain Joseph did. He was a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, meaning the encouraging one. He sold a field which he owned and handed the money to the apostles.